She's going to help me tell the story today, so take it away, Rosemary. She's still too young to do all of those things, but she's pretty special. Now, you know what's coming up this week? Anybody know whose birthday it is coming up this week?
Jesus'
birthday, that's right. On Thursday, it's Christmas, and we're going to celebrate the day that we think of as Jesus' birthday. And I have a question. I've been wondering about this a lot. We kind of see that babies can't do an awful lot. And when they're newborns, they can do even less than little Rosemary. So I've got a question for you. I wonder, why did God send Jesus as a baby? Now, you know what? God is so powerful that he could have sent Jesus as a big leader of a big army. He could have sent Jesus as a grown-up king, but he chose to send Jesus as a baby. So if you've got any ideas why this young lady does it. So I think that's really important, because when we feel those things and we go to God and Jesus with our troubles, we know that he really understands what we've gone through. And I think that's really, really important. Now, I have a little job for you guys to do. Well, it's not more a job, it's more of a request. On Thursday, when you're busy with doing your family things and enjoying your turkey dinners and all sorts of things, I would like you to just take one little minute, and during that minute, find a little quiet spot, and I would just like you to say a really quick prayer to God and say, "Thank you, God, for loving us so much." Do you think you can do that on Thursday? Good. Okay, so let's practice by saying a little prayer together now. And I invite the congregation to join me. It's okay, Rosemary.
Aww.
Let's pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
We thank you for Christmas.
We thank you for Christmas.
We thank you for fun with families.
We thank you for fun with families.
And all the treats that we'll have. But most of all, we thank you that you sent Jesus to us
as a baby.
Amen. Okay, guys, off to faith.